Well, let's turn our attention on this Wednesday afternoon now to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here. He's at World Weather in Kansas City. I know you've been really busy because there's an interesting forecast, especially for the northwestern part of the growing regions of the United States and maybe part of Canada. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's definitely turning into a bigger mess. A lot of frustrated producers up there in the northern U.S. plains just from the wet bias we've had over this past 2 to 3 weeks. Really not just the northern plains, but Canada's prairies as well as the upper U.S. Midwest. Just one rain event after the other. Well, now we're getting some cold air to come along, too, and we're going to perpetuate the wet bias at the same time, so we're going to change some of this rain to snow, and a very significant snow event at that for parts of Montana and Saskatchewan, Canada. Those areas late this weekend into early next week could get buried in multiple inches. In fact, we could see anywhere from 4 to about 10 inches of snow on the ground in some of that region, something greater. And it's really heavy, wet snow, which will flatten any unharvested crop, push it down to the ground, making harvesting even more difficult, and certainly raising more of a quality issue for some of that grain and oilseed up there. In the meantime, we will produce more rain across parts of the Midwest. The upper Midwest in particular, but the western Corn Belt too, will have to get at least two more rain events between now and when cooler and drier air will finally work its way into those areas. Now, the cold up in Canada, they will see temperatures dropping down well below freezing as we get into the weekend coming up, and some of that cold will come into the northern plains. I think we've got a very strong ridge of high pressure right now over the Midwest, and that is going to fight that cold air to the very last minute, and we will see this air mass moderate somewhat when we get to the middle and latter parts of next week, but we'll probably still see notable freezes in Montana, parts of western and northern North Dakota, and frost down to northwestern Nebraska, parts of South Dakota, and portions of Minnesota. All that will come in the middle to latter part of next week.
Well, that is the beginning of October. What do you see for the following 2 weeks?
Well, actually, good news, actually, as we go into that second week of the outlook, we will push the cooler and drier air through a big part of the Midwest, and that will certainly help to turn things around a little bit. We'll be coolish for a while, but it's still early in the season, so we'll still see those afternoon temperatures getting up to 60s and 70s, and that's going to be good. It'll be dry air. We should see the ground gradually dry down, and fieldwork will be able to slowly increase. So it looks really good at the second half of next week, on into that following weekend, and maybe on into the second week of October. I think we'll start seeing some precipitation returning in that second week of October, but it shouldn't go back to where we've been over these past few weeks.
It seems to me about August, or rather October 12, 15, 18, something like that, will be when the bulk of the combines try to get going, at least for corn. So that is good news. We've talked a lot about the Northwest. How about the Eastern Corn Belt?
Yeah, the situation in the Eastern Corn Belt is many times better. Of course, we haven't seen nearly the volume of rain there, and we have seen more consistency in warm biased conditions. So the crops are moving along okay. We're still, of course, way behind, but we're in a better environment there for drying down these crops than we have been in the western parts of the Corn Belt, and especially the upper Midwest. And as we go forward through this next week, that area, Ohio, Kentucky, portions of southern and eastern Indiana, will probably still see a much less bias for rainfall than the rest of the Corn Belt. They'll still get a few showers, but it won't be nearly as persistently wet, and there will still be a warm bias all the way into the first part of next week, so it's really not a bad scenario for some of those areas. Illinois, Michigan, northwest Indiana, that's a different story. They will see quite a bit of moisture coming up before the cool air finally comes along, but by this time next week, we'll be in a better situation for most of those areas as well.
Before I let you go, can we get an update on South America?
Absolutely. Argentina still has a big dry issue, especially in the west, But even some of the southern areas, Buenos Aires, where a big part of the wheat crop is produced, that area needs moisture too. As we go forward through the next week, we'll see some showers in eastern Argentina, but the west is going to get spit and spat at, and that's about as good as it's going to get for a while. So it's going to raise concern about that wheat crop. It's also going to delay some of the early sunseed and corn planting that normally begins about now. In Brazil, we're seeing an opportunity for rain to occur right now, today, tomorrow, and perhaps on Friday. We're going to have some showers and thunderstorms from Mato Grosso right on into Sao Paulo and Minas Gerais, maybe a part of Paraná as well. And all of these areas will see a temporary increase in topsoil moisture for some improved planting. But next week looks to get hot and dry again, so we'll be looking for more rain a little later in October.
We'll check with you again next week to see how they've done. Hey, thanks so much.
You bet. Have a good week.
You too. That is Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated.